Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 214 for September 2nd, 2013. This week we will have a Rosh Hashanah. And if you listen to the first hour, this is part of a two-hour special that was first aired 23 years ago on September 16th, 1990. It features many of the greats from the golden era of Chazonus and the early and the late golden age, and even a couple here and there from the current golden age. In any event, before we begin, those of you who have listened to my program over the years know that for many years throughout the 80s and early 90s, Rabbi Shulam Gordon, a rabbi, a Lubavitcher from Newark, New Jersey. Well, I first met him in Newark, New Jersey in 1945 when I was 9 years old. He was my rabbi at a cheder on Chancellor Avenue at Alding Street in Newark. But he was a lifelong friend, and I was honored that for those years through the 80s and early 90s, he gave a weekly commentary in Dvar Torah on my program. So that's the first thing that you will hear. Rabbi Shulam Gordon, who was in Maplewood, New Jersey, a most wonderful, wonderful person, sorely missed. And then we'll go on to hear the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music, a special from 23 years ago.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the birthday of man. The creation of the world took 6 days. Creation started on the 25th of Elul and ended on the 1st of Tishrei when Adam was created. It is remarkable, therefore, to note that the anniversary of creation, Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the year, was ordained by our Torah to be celebrated on the first day of Tishrei. In other words, the anniversary of creation is reckoned not according to the first day, but according to the sixth day, the birthday of Adam. The significance of the sixth day, the birthday of Adam, does not lie in the fact that another new creature was added to creation. Even if this creature was one plane higher than the rest of the animal kingdom, as the animal is higher than plant life, and plants are higher than minerals. The significance lies in that the new creature, Adam, and also Eve, were qualitatively different than others. It was man who first recognized the Creator. As the Medrash relates, on the day he was created, Adam was approached by all the animals who bowed to him in the mistaken belief that he, Adam, had created them. Adam said to them, "Do you think it is I who created you? Come, let us worship, bow down, and kneel before God our Maker." Thus it was Adam who brought to fulfillment God's ultimate purpose in creating the world, that the entire creation come to recognize and praise the Almighty. The prime distinguishing feature which sets man apart from all other creatures is the free choice of action which God gave him. Unlike the animals who blindly follow their inborn instincts, a human has complete free will, which he can use for either of two purposes. He may, God forbid, choose the path of self-destruction and the destruction of everything around him, or he can choose the right way of life, the way of Torah and mitzvos. Only by choosing the latter path can he elevate himself and, like Adam, elevate the rest of creation to the highest possible degree of perfection. Such is man's birthright. Such is his choice. It is somewhat difficult for an individual to picture oneself as holding such tremendous powers of building and destruction in his grasp. Yet we have seen to our sorrow what enormous powers of destruction lie within even a small quantity of matter. When its inherent or nuclear energy is released, if such power is concealed in a small quantity of matter for destructive purposes, in denial of the design and purpose of creation, How much greater must be the latent creative power available to every individual who tries to work in harmony with the divine purpose. We have indeed been granted special abilities and opportunities to attain the goal for which we were created, namely to bring the world to a state in which, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, each creature shall recognize that you did create him, and every breathing soul shall declare, God, the God of Israel, is king, and his reign is supreme over all. Thank you, and achsinu v'achsinu tova to all of you.
Thank you, Rabbi. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, with his weekly commentary. Back now to the second hour of our cantorial special for Rosh Hashanah. Our next selection will be, appropriately, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. It will be sung by Moshe Oysher. Moshe Oysher with Hayom Haras Olam. Following that is Areshes Sifoseno. It will be sung by Pierre Pinchik. Pierre Pinchik with Areshes Sifoseno. We now come to the Zichronos section and begin with Label Waldman with Va'al Hamadinos Bo Ye Omer. Regarding countries, it is said on this day which is destined for the sword and which for peace, which for hunger and which for abundance.
Boye yumer, boye yumer. Yezoin la cherev, Yezoin la shulim, Yezoin la rohov, Yezoin la soivah.
Mahalilei Ashrei shelo yishkocheko
Shelo yishkocheko
O ben olam
Uvein olam nizam etva
Yisro
That was Label Waldman together with the Oscar Julius Quartet. We'll next hear David Kusevitsky with Va'al Yedei Haloch V'Karoso Be'Oznei Yerushalayim Le'mor. David Kusevitsky. We'll conclude the Zichrono section with Moshe Stern singing Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu Zochreinu v'Zikaron Tov Lefoneicha.
Can you be sure of me, echo agodol yoshu echo in afcha me yamcha o me yircha me yamcha me yircha o me nachalos Kayem lo rashem roi keino Es advore shive tachtor vise rasecho Ayinei moishe Amiteicha Mi piche voede
was Moshe Stern. Now to the Shofros section with Moshe Gonchar singing Ator Niglesor.
Amen. Thank you.
Moshe Gontchov with Atoni Glazer. We conclude the show for us with Yossel Rosenblatt singing Elo Keinu Velokei Avotenu Tekar B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu.
kol shofar Uma
Gessler Rosenblatt. Following Modim, we come to Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamechor. Let's hear Moshe Kusevitzky. Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamechor, our Father, our King, remember your compassion and suppress your anger.
Oh.
Moshe Kusevitsky, Ovinu Malkeinu Zechorach Amecha. Following the Birkas Kohanim inserted into the Bracha of Sim Shalom, we come to Hayom Ta'am Seinu, which will be sung by David Reitman.
I'm a brother, I'm a sister, I'm a sister.
Well, that was David Reutemann, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you've enjoyed these 2 hours getting you ready for the Rosh Hashanah holiday. I guess you've all been to various slichas davenings around the country, around the world, and that got you started, and hope this is helping you to get in the mood for the holy days, the high holidays. This is Charlie Bernhout in 2013. That was a program from 23 years ago in 1990. And I wish to thank again my dear friend Yossi Beer for working with me and putting this program together. Those of you who have heard me over the years know that when I started in 1977 and discovered Chazonis at the age of 43, I really had no background, and it was really, and still is to a great extent, very visceral with me. I listen to something and I enjoy it, or I don't. It touches my soul or it doesn't. I can't say that everything touches my soul, but that's what I look for with Milovsky or Koussevitzky or Stern or Diamond or Hirschman. It's dangerous to start mentioning names, and I guess the best thing is to not do that. But it was Yossi Beer who really instructed me and gave me a lot of insight into Chazonis. Again, if you've listened to the program in the 80s, you know that I used to have Name That Chazon. That was when we had the program live, and I used to get phone calls from all over, give away a free record or tape to whoever could identify the cantors. Of course, it's impossible to do that. I've been trying to figure out how to do that on the internet, rather difficult. But Yossi Beer would always win, hands down. And then one day he calls me and he says he's not going to listen to me any longer. And I said, why? He said, because you really don't know what you're talking about. And so I pleaded with him. I visited him in Borough Park and I met his wonderful family. And he agreed to help me understand Chazonis. Of course, those of you who know the Beer family know that they were great fans of Hirschman, and Hirschman was on the top of their list. A couple of brief announcements. In Jerusalem on September 17th, there's the annual concert at Migdal David featuring cantor David Haschel, Yecheskel Klein, Tzvi Weiss, and Reuven Pinsky. Tzvi Weiss, yes, I have to play more of him. It's be accompanied by Raymond Goldstein. You know, for Sukkos, Lincoln Square Synagogue in Manhattan, cantor Yankee Lemmer will officially debut his new position at Lincoln Square. October 4th in Rome, Italy, cantor Simon Cohn will conduct Shabbat Chazanut with a choir of 16 professional singers from Israel. And October 9th in Jerusalem, there'll be the annual Amuna concert with the Jerusalem Symphony Orchestra at the Henry Crown Jerusalem Theater, cantor Simon Cohn and others. Yes, Simon Cohn came out with a wonderful new CD. I'll be featuring it and telling you more about that. But let me just tell you about one concert. Really not much happening in Chazonis. Hopefully things will wake up after the holidays. But on October 13th, that Sunday evening, there will be the Cantor's Minister Guild presenting a memorial concert commemorating the 80th yahrzeit of the great cantor Yossele Rosenblatt. The cantors will be Schnur Zalman Baumgarten, Uschi Blumberg, Pinchas Cohn, Oyster Newman, Yaakov Rosenfeld, Bobby Vaig, and cantor Danny Gildar will be at the piano. And I was just informed, I'm sorry I didn't have this when I originally put the ad in the calendar, that the Cantor's Ministers Guild will be honoring the incomparable cantorial accompanist cantor Daniel Gildar at this memorial concert. Again, that's going to be on October 13th. It's Sunday evening at Congregation B'nai Israel of Linden Heights on 9th Avenue and 46th Street in Brooklyn. I certainly will be there to say hello to you. And I see that Rabbi Jacob Klass and Alan J. Gerber will be the masters of ceremony. And it's sure to be a wonderful, wonderful event. I see that tickets are available at Mostly Music and at the Judaica Place in Brooklyn. And tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. It's certainly something that should not be missed. Promises to be a wonderful evening. So thank you so much for joining with me. And next week we'll have a Yom Kippur special. Look forward to your joining with me. So shalom, everyone. And of course, you know I only wish the best for you, a year of good health, of peace, and happiness and success. Lashana Tova.